Good morning, everybody. I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's 9 o'clock. We have Daniel, Marie, Jenny, myself chairing, and Kirby is excused. Any changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay. Looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is? Motion by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the minutes of October 21st, 2020. And forward on to the business committee. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Administrative updates, LOC 20, FY 20, fourth quarter report. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. The Legislative Operating Committee is responsible for reporting to the Oneida Business Committee as well as the General Tribal Council. So in your packet, you will see the LOC's fiscal year 2020 fourth quarter report to the Oneida Business Committee, which summarizes the actions of the LOC from July 1st until September 30th, 2020. On the first page of the report, you will see a chart which demonstrates every legislative item that was on the active files list as of September 30th. This chart illustrates which stage of the legislative process that item was in and how much work was completed in the fourth quarter specifically. The report then provides a summary of accomplishments of the LOC, which is broken down into two categories, those items related to the COVID-19 pandemic and those items not related to the COVID-19 pandemic. So in regard to the COVID-19 pandemic, as the nation continues to respond to this public health crisis, it became clear that laws would require emergency adoption or amendments in order to protect and maintain the public's health, safety, and general welfare. During the fourth quarter, the LOC contributed to the emergency adoption of the Oneida General Welfare Law, the emergency adoption of the Oneida Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund Law, emergency amendments to the Oneida Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund Law, extension of the emergency amendments to the Emergency Management Homeland Security Law, and extension of the emergency amendments to the General Tribal Council Meeting Stipend Payment Policy. In regard to non-COVID-19 pandemic-related matters, during the fourth quarter, the LOC contributed to the extension of the emergency amendments to the Real Property Law and the adoption of amendments to the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law. So the report provides specific details as to what the adoption of a new law or the amendments to a current law consisted of. Due to the public health state of emergency, only one LOC meeting was held during the fourth quarter on August 19th. Instead of holding in-person meetings, the LOC conducted its business through the use of telecommunications and the approval of e-polls. The report also highlights that the fourth quarter contained the end of the 2017 to 2020 legislative term and the transition to the 2020 to 2023 legislative term, and the report provides details on the transition and orientation activities that occurred. In the FY21 first quarter, the LOC will focus its efforts on the continued response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the development of its active files list, and the adoption of the industrial hemp law. The report also includes information on the Legislative Reference Office, which is the support office of the LOC. So today, the LOC is being asked to consider adopting a motion to approve the LOC FY20 fourth quarter report and forward it to the Oneida Business Committee.
Motion been made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Next is virtual meeting standard operating procedure.
This item starts on page 11 of your packet. Due to the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic and the nation's public health state of emergency, the LOC was interested in creating a standard operating procedure that would permit and provide guidelines as to how the LOC meetings could be held virtually through Microsoft Teams if needed. So the SOP that's included in your packet provides guidance as to when a virtual LOC meeting may be held, which is only during times of emergency, how notice of a virtual meeting shall be provided, the requirements of conducting a virtual meeting, voting during a virtual meeting, and the record of the virtual meeting. The adoption of this SOP will provide the LOC with flexibility in utilizing virtual meetings, especially in instances where the gathering of people in a meeting may be unsafe. It is worth noting that the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law does allow all other Boards, Committees, and Commissions of the nation to hold their meetings virtually, But because the LOC is a standing committee of the Oneida Business Committee, the LOC is not subject to the board's committees and commissions law. And that is why this SOP was developed to address this issue. So today we're looking for a motion from the LOC to approve and adopt the virtual meeting standard operating procedure.
Motion made by Murray, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. That brings us to a motion to adjourn. At 9:05. Seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everybody.